The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's Tuesday morning, time for us to talk travel with Deanne Colon from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like spring break has come and gone, but we're talking next year's spring break already, aren't we?
Oh my gosh, just when you finally get everybody out the door and they made it through, no glitches, no anything, it's like, knock, knock, knock.
Yeah, time for next year.
My son's going to be a senior next year, or my daughter, and we got to talk about spring break and... I mean, everyone talks about spring break in Michigan. Do you know in Michigan, it's really the only state that does spring break?
Yeah.
It's like a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal, and it's a big deal for families that want to go as a family vacation, but it's also a big deal, especially for seniors, high school seniors, some college groups. But like high school seniors, you get parents with a big group, and it might be a dozen kids that all want to go to the same place.
Exactly. And, you know, it kind of snuck up on me this year. It's really funny because May just kind of popped in, and it's like, okay, it's always 1 month after this year. It's when you can start booking the air again, and and Delta American is all out right now. And so if you're thinking anything about spring break next year, or even the kids have Martin Luther King extended weekend or President's Weekend, any of those holidays for the winter, get on that now, because really give us a call, because it's really, I cannot believe how far in advance we are already booked. I've been saying that now for about a year, and it's crazy. I've got so much going on in 2024, 25 already, and it's like, I think people are just been sitting and waiting, and they're just, you know, wanting to get excited and have something to look forward to. So if you really have kids in school or a teacher, and that's the only time you have off, really give us a call.
So what are some of the popular destinations for spring break?
You know what's always popular for Michigan is always Dominican Republic, Jamaica, the nonstops. You know, they go to Los Cabos, Cancun every day. So there's a lot of flights out of Detroit that go nonstop. So those are always my favorites. Another popular thing would be like the Bahamas, Nassau, things like that. You know, Florida's always popular, but sometimes when I price Florida, by the time you pay for the all-inclusive, and it's cheaper, you know.
If it's me going on spring break, I probably just want a beach, you know, maybe something all-inclusive, something where it's just low-key and warm and relaxing. If it's a group of high schoolers, though, they probably want a little more activity.
Yeah, and it's funny because you have to watch what you do there, because, you know, when you go, they don't want spring breakers. They don't want the kids. So what we have to do is we have to put an adult in every room so the parents split up, and then I don't care if you move around once you're there or not.
Right.
I don't care about that. But that's really what the hotel demands. And I've had people get caught that have tried to do it without talking to me first. And it's like, no, you've got to, you know, I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this a while. And I've been on a few of those spring break trips with my kids. A few things I do want to take note, though, is that passports, they are taking 10 to 12 weeks, which is about 3 months. It really needs to be expedited, even though you're not going anywhere, maybe. I don't know what's going on with the passports, but it has been taking an extremely long time. If you want to update your passport, we do have a passport office in Detroit. And it might be something to do, take a day and go down and get your whole family's passports updated. The other thing is remember, Real ID is coming into effect. I actually was just in the airport over the weekend, and the Real ID actually has a booth at the airport. So you know that it's not going to be pushed back. It's not going to be changed. Get into the Secretary of State or I don't know if you can do that online.
It's automatic now when you get your license renewed.
Oh, it is.
I'm asking because I think it is. I'm looking at mine right now to see if it's got the star. It does have the star.
Yes.
I don't remember having to ask for it specifically.
Mine actually did come with it too, but the first time I had it,
right
before COVID or right during COVID when it came out, and they said it was going to be right away, you know, and they changed that, you had to ask for it or you had to go change your license.
Yeah.
But now anyone that, you know, has got that, you know, 3 or 4 years left on their license or whatever, they may not have
it. Take a look at it, pull it out of your wallet and see.
Because even to fly domestically, you have to have it. So I'm not quite understanding, like, why. I don't know what the difference is with this Real ID, but
just another layer of security,
I think so.
I want to go back to passports. You mentioned that it's taking a little longer to renew passports. And by the way, the expiration date on your passport isn't really the expiration date, is it?
No, it's 6 months from the date, 6 months before the date of expiration. Sometimes it's 3 months, but I stick to 6 months because even if you're traveling and then it expires 3 months from then, they can decline and they can tell you not to go. And the tricky part about that is it's not in Detroit. It would be at the destination. So guess what? Turn around and go right back home.
Yeah.
And it's becoming an issue because I know people that had to postpone their trips or change them because the passports didn't come in. So it's something really to look at now. While it's the summer and we're maybe not traveling out of the country.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a story earlier this morning about COVID guidelines, you know, being rescinded. Basically, COVID is over here in this country. Are other countries requiring any kind of vaccine passport or anything like that? Or are we just done with all that now?
You know what? I just read. Now, it's pretty much gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still carry my vaccine card with me. I just went to Montreal, Canada. By plane, and I took it with me. But I did just read that Viking Cruises is still wanting to be vaccinated.
Okay. Right.
You don't have to be boosted, but you have to be vaccinated from 2 years ago.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if this is going to be the last summer or what's going on, but I know that other cruise lines have defunct that. So I'm not quite sure. I absolutely just read that. So, but other than that, no. Like I said, I'm carrying my card still just in case. But we have not found any countries that are playing that game. Turks and Caicos just lifted it. Antigua, there's a couple islands that just lifted that. So, no.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of that.
All right. We're talking about booking for spring break next year. Is there advantage if you have a large group going? Can you get a group rate if you've got a group of people all going together?
Yeah, you know, I always compare. What I do is I get the group rate, and then once I get it, I take a look at it and say, okay, what if I booked it separately? But here's the thing that I find if you have like 20 people, it's probably cheaper just for me to do it directly because I get promos and things like that. But when you have a bigger group, what happens is, and this happened when my son graduated, some people went online and got cheaper seats. They got a cheaper rate than the group rate. But here is the story. Yes, your 4 people got it. But once you tell everybody not to go with the group rate, not everyone's going to get that cheap rate, and then the seats are gone for that level. So you have to trust me, and you have to trust the system, and we might be able to get a few people less expensive. The early bird gets the worm, maybe. But in the end, the group rate's going to be the best value, and you only have to put a small deposit down, and you don't need to have full legal names yet.
Okay, there you go. And as always, the advantage to booking early is you get to lay away your getaway.
You do, especially now with it being so far away. But yes, give us a call at St. Clair Travel. We'll lay away our getaway. And we can also walk you through different trips and that, anywhere you want to go. And, you know, when it's the end of March, real quick, I just wanted to say, you know, Europe is an option. You know, if you've got, you know, 10, 12 people that want to go to Dublin, go to London. It's like it is here. It's not hot and warm, but some people don't like the beach.
Good point.
You know, go to Europe and enjoy it and pay a little bit better dollar and save some money if you're thinking about doing that next year. But give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right. Thanks, Deanne.